Hey everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast that we get to spend time talking about positivity. And the reason is positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, emotionally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host, Heather. A little more on that in just a second. But you'll hear us every Wednesday. We'll talk about the wins that we've had in our life lately, and we'll also talk about other just fun stuff that we like to talk about. And yeah, but as I said earlier, this is episode 32, and it is going to be a special episode. And the reason is because this is a daddy-daughter episode with me and Georgia. So, okay, Georgia, tell everybody hello.
Hello.
Okay, Georgia is here with me today to do this podcast, and she's been wanting to be on it for a really long time. And so we're going to start off like we normally start off. And Georgia, you tell me what your wins have been lately.
I don't know.
Okay, tell me what do you have? What's something that has been super positive and super great in your life lately? She's thinking. She's pondering. I think Georgia's getting a little bit of stage fright now that the mics are turned on.
No, I just don't know.
Okay, well, you gotta...
Oh, I've been getting to walk a mile down the neighborhood with Mommy.
Yeah? When do y'all do that?
In the morning, like early.
Early in the morning. After me and Josie leave for Josie to go to preschool and for me to go to work, they walk a whole mile. And you've been doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah, me and Mommy, said hi to all of the kids that were at the bus stops in our neighborhood.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of that walk? Oh, what'd y'all see yesterday when y'all were walking?
We saw a baby garter snake, but it was dead.
I saw it this morning when I went and walked.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was squished.
And we saw it earlier, too.
Yeah.
And I saw a dead bird one time.
Oh, my. Lots of dead things, I guess.
And then I saw a worm.
That is so fun.
And then I saw a whole bunch of vultures on a house.
Oh, my.
I'm like 12.
Wow. It sounds like a scary place that we live at.
Yeah.
So you've been going on walks. Do you have anything else that you've been really pumped about lately?
No.
That's a good one. Okay, so for me, we had our first potluck this past weekend.
Oh, I forgot about
What was your favorite
that.
Thing we ate at the potluck?
The chicken wings.
Chicken wings. We had bunches of chicken. We had our Get Back to Church Sunday event, and it was super great. We had lots of people here, and we had a big old fellowship meal, so that was awesome. We had lots of fried chicken, lots of deviled eggs, lots of yummy stuff.
Oh, I have a win.
What?
I got to find 4 turtles in the courtyard.
Oh, yeah. We have turtles in our courtyard that have, they mysteriously appeared a long time ago, and they now live in the courtyard at the church building.
Allison said she saw them, or they were there.
Yeah.
When she was in first grade when she went to school here.
Yeah? Wow, they've been around here a long time. That is super cool. So that's one of Georgia and Josie's fun things they like to do is they'll just randomly go into the courtyard and start counting the turtles and naming them and shuffling them around pretty much. So another win for me is... weather is cooling down, so that's awesome, and we're excited. We are planning a vacation coming up.
Soon. Oh, we're going to Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're going to Oklahoma soon.
For a wedding?
Yep, we're going for a wedding, so that's exciting. Just to go out there and hang out and see people, and I'm excited about that. I know Georgia is too. They get to see Yaya and Mr. Clint and everybody, so Curran and Kaysen will be there.
I think it was really fun when Noah and Oakley Bailey, when they all came, that was fun.
That was fun. We also did a podcast with them too, remember? That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, I remember, and we were all playing upstairs.
Yeah.
Extreme tug of war.
Oh yeah.
That was crazy.
But yeah, that was the last time we went out there. So one of our family friends, this young man, is getting married, and he has asked me to kind of preside or be the guy that speaks at the wedding. So I was very happy to be able to do that and get to take the whole family out there, and it's going to be really fun. And we also know a lot of people that are probably going to be coming in town for the wedding too, so that'll be fun. I'm going to enjoy that. Are you going to enjoy that? What are you going to do in the car for 13 hours? Or 12 hours? Well, it's only 11 hours, I think.
It's long.
Yeah, it's a long way away.
I remember we had to wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I don't know if we're going to do that again.
And y'all kept saying, go to sleep.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want to watch the iPad.
Yeah. Georgia, why don't you like sleeping?
I just can't do it in the car or like anywhere.
Yeah. You just don't like sleeping.
Also, I figured out the little dinging is our neighbor's wind chime.
They have a dinging wing chime outside?
It goes all night.
Do we need one too?
No.
Why? They sound so cool when the wind blows.
I'll stay up for 13 hours sitting asking you.
Well, we're going to have to make you start going 2 miles every morning.
Ooh, let's do what mommy said, where just take cones.
So that's actually what Heather is doing right now. Hopefully, she's at home taking a nap because someone didn't want to sleep last night very well because there's lots of noises. George is used to living out in the country, I guess, and now there's lots of noises around us all the time, so she's always just laying awake.
Hey, we were hidden there, and now everyone just can point at the house.
Yep. So, but we do have a cool doorbell. Don't
we? Got security.
Yeah, we got a cool doorbell that we're finally in the modern age with our video camera doorbell. And it's fun to see it.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
I remember when we watched the pizza man come.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
We got to watch
Mom needs to put it on her phone, huh?
Yeah.
She doesn't have it right now.
Josie one time asked, can you play the doorbell? And Mommy was like, no, I don't have the app. And Daddy's phone will start ringing because Daddy's in a meeting.
Yeah. That'd be funny. I was in a meeting. Oh. And we had a fun day yesterday. I got to go to a preacher's meeting. So a lot of preachers got together and we hung out and talked and learned and ate together, so that was fun.
Oh, Mommy went to that thing.
Yeah, and then Heather went to a cool little small group study last night. And she said she had fun, and she did Tuesday ladies class today. And so lots of just busy stuff going on. What else? Okay.
Oh, I know.
What do you got? Do you have a game you want to play?
Oh, I do.
What? Would you rather?
Yes, I was about to say that.
Okay, do you have a would you rather?
Would you rather have iced coffee or hot coffee.
Okay, what time of day?
Morning.
Hot coffee.
I know.
What kind of coffee do you like? Would you rather have a sugary flavored coffee drink like mom drinks, or would you rather have sugary flavored tea?
Sugary flavored tea.
Yeah.
About 12 little.
We have a lot of tea.
Trivia
stuff
thing.
At our.
Trivia. Thing, whatever they're called.
Oh, what did we do the other day that you really liked? What did we. We went to Bars. What is that? Buff City Soap?
Oh, Buff City Soap.
Yeah. I got. What'd you get from there?
Soap whip.
Yeah. That's like cream, like body. Body wash, body soap cream. It's pretty cool.
You can use it for your hands.
Yeah. Makes your skin soft.
Yeah.
And we got some Buff City Soap has laundry detergent stuff. So Heather really wanted to get some. It smells really good too. And they have these cool little balls that you put in. Instead of using dryer sheets, you just put these balls in there. And I'm way more convenient than having dryer sheets all over your house. Especially if you have a dog. We don't have a dog right now, but if you have a dog, they like dryer sheets and you don't want them to chew those things, just buy one of those balls. Or a pack of three, I think. So that was fun. We got to go there. Let's see. What did we do this past weekend, Georgia? We didn't do anything, did we? We hung out.
Oh, I'm
new. We had a pizza night. What's your favorite pizza so far that we've had here?
Pizza Hut.
But well, that was this past week.
I do like Domino's, but Daddy got the ugly type.
No. Okay, Georgia. So what is wrong, or what do you think is the icky pizza?
You got thinny crust.
What'd you say?
You got really, really, like, it was like paper crust.
Ah. So I love thin crust. And we got, when Heather was out of town, I got the Domino's thin crust. That may be a good thing to ask people.
Do you like thin crust?
We should put a poll on our Facebook group, huh? What crust do people like? What's your favorite crust? Favorite is a favorite. You've got thick, like the regular crust, like we would get at Little Caesars, or the thin crust, or the deep dish crust that we got last weekend.
Oh, remember?
Or the Egg Mega Pizza.
Remember when we watched the Spitgoble Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not feel so good after that.
That pizza was intense.
And
that was when we got the Camacho's pizza.
Oh, that is so big.
So that was the Chicago style deep dish pizza.
It's literally like the size of this cup.
Yeah, it was a very intensely huge pizza.
It's like a pie.
Yeah. You didn't like that one?
Did you?
I liked it. I ate too much of it.
The crust had more flavor than like the top, and I like the top flavor and not the crust flavor.
But yeah, so every Friday night we try to do just a pizza night and hang out at our house. So we've tried. I'm just an old-fashioned thin crust pepperoni, or Heather does. Heather, what'd she get last week? She got something Hawaiian with jalapenos on it.
That was
she got
just
one of those family pack things with two deep, medium deep dishes.
That was
and
good.
And cheese sticks and the buffalo nuggets.
Wait, there was buffalo things?
Buffalo nuggets.
Did they have bones in them?
No. They were those, boneless wings.
Oh, I have something. That's a win.
What?
We're almost done with Farmer Boy.
Yeah? Y'all been doing Farmer Boy, which is in the Little House on the Prairie book set? Laura Ingalls Wilder?
Yeah.
And
Almanzo.
And Almanzo.
Royal? Alice?
And what's our favorite show we watch at home now?
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith. And we try to watch Andy Griffith. We watched a very applicable show last night, didn't we?
I worked for that stuffy. I cleaned the car.
Yeah. We watched, it was funny. It was
Opie and the spoiled kid.
Yeah, the spoiled kid.
He got his kit. He got his bike, and he said kids aren't supposed to work for their allowance.
Yeah.
And I kept yelling at Daddy, I worked for this toy. Yeah. I cleaned out the car and something else.
What else? Oh, yeah. You did good. And you slept all night, and you stayed in your room all night.
Well, I might have came out, and I started screaming at Mommy, yelling at her. Mommy said, we should get walkie-talkies for you.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. So, now, here's another would you rather. Would you rather go to the beach?
No, that's the hardest one.
Or to Disney?
Oh, I have one that's awesome. I'll choose Disney Cruise. It's going to the beach and going on Disney Cruise. Ha ha.
Okay, you have to tell Mom that then.
But St. George did have the greatest pizza in the whole wide world.
Ah, St. George does have good pizza.
And there was a Piggly Wiggly, like, right across the road.
Yeah, it was really small.
And then you have this little pave walk, and never wear sandals.
It was hot, though. Really hot and humid out there. But we had a cool pool behind our house, huh?
So after, we would either pick the shower or the hose. I always chose the hose because I liked it and it got done first.
Yeah.
And I'm swimming in the pool with the pool floats. And Mommy's trying to get Josie out.
Yeah. But yeah. That was funny. Josie, so we had the Austin Peay State University basketball team in our church building the other day because they were here just doing community outreach with the or community service, what do you call that, with our Christian school preschool, and Josie's in the preschool, and so they asked all the preschool kids, hey, do y'all have any questions you want to ask the basketball team? And I guess they thought it was just a free-for-all to tell them about all their vacations they had this past summer. And so all these other kids started talking about these vacations. And then Josie gets up there and was talking about her beach trip and everything. And it was funny how it just started a domino effect of all the little kids.
Remember when one of the little girls said they went on a cruise?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a cruise.
Yeah. Yeah, all you can eat ice cream on a cruise. All you can eat.
But I'm not going to eat that much because I remember what happened.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to get our tummy hurt.
And I puked.
Yeah, we don't want to puke.
Started like at...
Blech.
I just like, I woke up and then I came running down.
Blech.
And I couldn't get it out. And then I ran to the toilet one more time.
But yeah, so we don't need to tell them about our puke stories. But yeah, it is a beautiful sunny day here in Clarksville. And Georgia came up here and did some math homework and math schooling. And Mom went and did her, she went to the ladies' Bible study here. And it's just been a
busy
day.
And then after Mommy told me and Daddy the most saddest story.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to tell people sad stories on the positive podcast.
I know.
But it was actually a really positive ending to the story. So it's about a boy who had a tough upbringing, but ended up doing really well for himself and ended up doing really well. And there was a woman involved here that helped him. And it's such a cool story. So
it was sad.
Yeah. But I think we are going to... You have anything else you want to tell the podcast world out there?
Oh, I have a question for everyone that's listening.
Okay, what's your question?
Do you like Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
We already asked that to everybody. What do you like? You haven't really watched Lord of the Rings, though.
I've watched it. Remember when when y'all got the DVDs from the thrift store? I watched that one.
Did you like Harry Potter better? That's probably a little less scary.
Harry Potter is really cool. I remember this one part. It was either in The Hobbit or Lord of the Rings. Where, like, someone was holding this person and they cut the head off and they were holding it up.
Yeah.
I remember that one part.
Yeah, that's probably not good to remember.
But I'm not scared of it because you can't do that.
That's make-believe.
Oh, I remember...
Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter are both make-believe movies.
Remember when at the Mexican restaurant while Josie and Mommy were in the bathroom, you said, ooh, I'm going to pop your head off. And you grab onto me.
Yeah.
And I started to about to, like, scream.
That's just making you taller.
No!
Lengthening your neck out a little bit.
No.
But we asked that question last week. Do you have any other questions?
Would you rather go on a Disney cruise or Disney World?
Disney cruise or Disney World?
Yes.
Oh.
Would you rather go to Disneyland or Disney World? There's both of those.
Or the beach. St. George Island.
Same house. I love that house. That house was awesome.
Yeah. It was an awesome house.
Every room had a TV, and downstairs was such a big bathroom.
Yeah.
And such great lights.
The pool was cool.
And Brie was supposed to come, but she didn't.
Oh, well. So, let us go ahead, and we're going to end our show today. And we want to thank Georgia for coming on for her guest appearance. She's been wanting to do this for a really long time. So, yeah, we're excited. And we hope next week will probably be a normal Me and Heather week.
Hold on. I'm going to try something at the end.
What are you going to try? Don't clap in front of it. It'll be too loud. But, yeah, we hope you have a blessed week. We hope you're encouraged. We hope you share your positivity that... Share your wins with other people in your life. And yeah. All right. Can you tell everybody goodbye?
Bye.
Bye.
Wait, I'm going to try something.
Okay, try something. Yay. Okay. All right. Bye, everybody. Have an awesome week.